bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community In Depth. Guess who's on the phone? Our friend Casey Johnson. She is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator, and boy, she has a lot of great things to tell us about our sister city, Prescott, and all the good things going on there. First of all, where did summer go? I can't believe we're chatting, and we are darn close to Prescott Days, which means it's September. Where did the summer go?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and thanks for having me back this month. Yeah, I mean, we're in the final throes of Prescott Days planning and organizing. The first medallion clue went out this week, so that's been posted on Facebook, and we'll be coming out with those clues every week for the next couple weeks. And we don't have many. And then, yeah, and then it's time to celebrate.
It is time to celebrate. But one of the things I love about Prescott is in the summertime, your city is so alive. And that really carries on through the fall, I know, with, you know, just all the things that go on outside and on your main street. So tell us about the summer. Has it been good for the businesses?
Yeah, the businesses have really, I think, thrived this summer. You know, the heat helped, but this lack of rain, however, you know, I guess this last 24 hours being inundated. But, you know, patios have been open. The new dock came at the end in June-ish for Prescott, so that really helped with some of the boat traffic. New parking that the city's put out this summer and finished up that lot. Behind the gas stations down on Broad Street. So that was a bonus and just really opened up the city, I think. I mean, Megan with the Port of Prescott Hotel, it's just the no vacancy sign is on all the time. So people need to book early and ahead of time here because it's just always busy. And we had some change in our little boutique downtown. So now Angie Miner's AIM Joy Boutique is up and running. And so people have been busy shopping downtown, and the restaurants all have their patios open and have created space on the sidewalks now. So it's been great. I mean, food trucks, we've got our group Vision Source, and Snap Fitness is a new chamber member in the last few weeks. And then Scenic Bluff Dental just did a big reopened house up across from Patak's despite the construction. So they've been keeping busy up that way. And everybody's been trying to bring the business back and create a little bit of fun. So it's not just come shop or come to an appointment. It's, you know, there are, games and food and giveaways and raffles and things just to entice people to come out and be part of the community again.
You know, Casey, I know that your counterpart in Hastings with the chamber, Christy Bars, would say that Hastings is very special in that the businesses not only banded together and helped each other out, but the community really was there for the businesses the whole way through the pandemic and really tried as best as they could to keep things moving positively. You would say the same thing, I know, about Prescott.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most things came back online this year. So, you know, Scabs holds a meat raffle every Saturday for different organizations in the community. So, you know, between the food pantry or the American Legion, you know, any of the sports teams for the students, you know, I mean, so I think everybody sort of pitches in when they can and has really been trying to give back. The restaurants do Dine to Donate and things like that. Yeah, I think people just really did recognize, you know, how do we need to keep everybody together, provide opportunities to get out. I mean, you know, we just did the Freedom Park, Friends of Freedom Park held their gala this last weekend with the Sunset Soiree, and that was a free event, games for the kids and stuff like that as well, and then the online auction and the bidding on Saturday. I think just people really are trying to get out there and support the businesses, and then the businesses in turn around, and, you know, we just did our new teacher luncheon, and we had I don't know, 10 to 15 businesses that donated gift cards or swag for the new teachers coming to town for the school district. So, you know, it just everybody wants to help everybody, it feels like. So I think we're lucky that we're all in a good place and people are remaining open and, you know, fairly healthy at this point.
Well, let's talk about what Prescott Days will look like this year, because that's coming up. It's always the weekend after Labor Day weekend. What can people expect, please?
Yeah, so this year we are kicking it off. There's the PrescottDays.com website, and that's DAZE.com, has the full schedule listed, but there are a few sort of sanctioned Prescott Days by the city supported, and then some that are being hosted just by other businesses. And so the chamber is going to be hosting the street dance on Friday night with Tim Siegler again, so that kicks things off. And then Saturday, the Prescott Days committee and the city are doing the street vendors again, the children's games, the car shows going on. And then instead of the fire hall this year, we're moving the afternoon festivities to the American Legion. So there'll be another band that evening, a euchre tournament, the bags tournament. We're just trying to get all that going again in person. So we did sort of what's called the awkward family reunion, you know, after a year and a half of being you know, hidden away in quarantine, you know, now we're all getting back out there and getting the family back together and the community reunited. But yeah, and then Sunday we've got over about 40 entries for our parade again this year, and that will kick off at 2:00 on Sunday the 12th. So yeah, it's sort of, you know, business as usual, but I think we're doing some bigger and better children's games this year. There's some new vendors that'll be downtown, so I think everybody is, you know, looking for those opportunities to come out and participate, and it's a little different variety, so it's gonna be nice. Hoping that the weather holds.
Absolutely. I know people do love tradition, and so it must be fun for you to be able to say, yep, we are going to do that. Yes, we're going to do that. So as far as the parade itself goes, every year you have a grand marshal. Have you announced your grand marshal yet, please?
We have not yet. We have some great nominations, and I think just given what happened, you know, what's happened in the last year or two, we have some people that really stepped up that that the community has seemed to recognize. So I think we're getting close. We just have to do a little more deliberation, and we'll hopefully announce that in the next week or so.
Well, we can't wait to hear. That's going to be really fun. So again, Prescott Days, DAZE.com, is a great resource, and it has all sorts of wonderful things on there for you to look forward to doing. But what I love about Prescott Days is it really does bring out the whole community, but also people from outside of your community.
Yeah, that's the hope. I mean, the vendors are a little more diverse this year, so it's kind of exciting to see. I think a lot of people missed having those open markets to be able to get out and about and sell their products. So, you know, we've got some new vendors that I've heard about coming in. I don't know the names yet, but I've, you know, seen them come through at our monthly meeting. So yeah, and I think again, it's just, you know, the same traditions that, you know, we still hold on to, but it'll be good this year, I think. And again, having the car show downtown, you know, we're still very mindful of, you know, the need for some COVID protocols. And so, you know, we're going to make sure there's enough spacing downtown and with the children's games and sanitizer and things like that, obviously. But, you know, we're just hoping that we get a week or two of school under our belt, and then we can kick it off with the Prescott Days weekend and then get back into, you know, what all the school year brings for us and some of our upcoming, you know, October calendar raffle for the chamber. And, you know, then Small Business Saturday will be right around the corner, and then the holidays. So, to your point, I do not know where the summer went.
I am in complete agreement with you. You know, the one thing I do also love about Prescott is that you can really just park your car and walk all up and down your main street. And, you know, there's boutiques, there's restaurants, there's hotels, there's, you know, libation stations. There's just all sorts of great places. But I know that Prescott is so much more than just your downtown area. Highlight some of the other great businesses that you have.
Yeah, well, it's been interesting because we just hired a new city administrator, and I was meeting with Matt Wolf the other day, and yeah, we were just sort of talking about how, again, you know, coming into town, and obviously there is Broad Street there, but, you know, getting up towards the tax or, you know, where the banks and Cory Insurance and Stern House and those guys, you know, and hopefully there's, you know, this grand vision that Israel has at the Freedom Park and this trail system that we've got working on throughout the city that will connect sort of the both sides of town, but then talking about, you know, how do we develop the waterfront as well. So I think, you know, at some point it won't seem so separated to get up from the high school and Patacks and back down into the main drag there. But, you know, that's where we are working with the high school. There's a new dean of students, Rick Montreal, that has just joined the staff, and he's put out a call to the businesses to participate in a sort of back-to-school community service project. So he is reaching out to the businesses and or their organizations in the community for the first day of school. You know, they're sort of do this ramp up to return to school. So Monday the 30th, he's found a couple projects for students to sign up and then go out into the community and provide some community service from about 2:30 or 12:30 to 2:30. So for a couple hours, you know, again, trying to just bridge that community and business gap there and getting the students involved. I mean, so it's just, I think we're on the right path to getting people out and about and making those connections. So we're excited to partner with the school on that. I know that, again, Freedom Park and the Chamber have some ideas. We've reached out to a handful of other people about getting, you know, some students in there in the businesses to help out, you know, even small things, but a couple hours of business, or I mean, a couple hours of service for the students to kick the year off in a good mindset, I think.
I do too, and I think it's a good way of introducing volunteerism to kids at a young age and how important it is to really reach out and do your part in a community. Those are going to be the future leaders of Prescott.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, and again, it gives them exposure to sort of, you know, what is out there as well and some of the businesses that they don't normally, you know, go into. You know, I have people definitely stop by Twisted Oak or grab, you know, breakfast at Kitchen Table and things like that. But, you know, there are some of those other businesses that maybe they don't typically stop in, and so hopefully they'll get a chance to meet some of those business leaders as well. So I'm excited for them.
I know one of the things that you also like to highlight is opportunities for people to get employment in Prescott. Do you want to go through some of those? Because I think Prescott, like so many places, is really struggling to keep up with the with employees.
Yeah, I think the list of who's not hiring might be shorter than who is hiring. So we do try to keep up with our newsletter that the Chamber puts together on Tuesdays and Fridays and send that out around to the community. So anyone that's interested in signing up for that, you can go to the, you know, chamberofprescott.com and sign up for the newsletter. But, you know, truly there's everything from, you know, Dairy Queen to Patacks, Stern House, you know, the schools hiring all sorts of skilled positions. TC Ladd, that used to be Henkel, is, you know, hiring engineers and production management. River City Stitch is looking for graphic people. I mean, you know, some of these places, you know, no experience needed. The restaurants are just, you know, dying for servers and chefs and hostesses and runners. And I mean, Philanders is looking for people. Lucille's is hiring. So, I you know, like I said, I think short of my job at the Chamber, which is part-time here, I think everyone else in town is looking for some help. So, yeah, happy to be a resource if people are interested and can give us a call or shoot us an email. And we'd be happy to connect them with the businesses because, yeah, I just think with the change in, you know, students and college and high school students going back and sports coming online, you know, losing those summer employees, there's a lot of transition right now we're seeing. So there's pretty much something for everyone out there if you're interested. The housing construction is still underway. That's some of the bigger projects. And again, doing some upgrades to the waterfront. But I think, you know, maybe up in the business park, otherwise we're kind of tapped out for space at this point. And again, with AimJoy starting up, that boutique space is filled. And, you know, there are some open storefronts as far as, you know, business office rental space.
Well, you certainly have news on other fronts, and we are really excited for the Prescott Days coming up again on September.
The 10th, 11th, and 12th. So Friday nights, the street dance, and then Saturday, all the festivities around town, and then Sunday is the parade that caps it off.
What else do you want to highlight, Casey?
We really are starting to look into what 2022 looks like. I think I started this position at the end of 2019, and we sat down with the board and some of the business leaders to figure out new ways to help promote and connect and support the chamber business members. And then we got rolling and came to a halt. So I think just in talking to the community and to our board, you know, we're going to, you know, try to pick back up where we left off a year and a half ago and really try to, you know, push forward. I think there's some gaps in our membership or there's some service areas that we are looking for new members. And so I think just getting out and showing the value of the chamber, you know, Casco Marine and then AimJoy, we have two new members so that we're doing ribbon cuttings coming up in the next few weeks. For businesses, you know, like Casco's been in town for a while, but, you know, again, starting to build those relationships and show the partnership within the community that they may not sell directly to an individual, but there is value in, you know, building those networking relationships or with the community. You know, I think that's sort of what we're trying to express to other businesses out there. So I'm hoping to, you know, build our membership out. You know, we'll hopefully do some more beautification downtown in 2022. So, you know, I know we're not quite there yet, but, you know, that planning's going to start now to get ready for what would an annual dinner look like, hopefully in person this year. And like I said, with our Small Business Saturday, and then, you know, just sort of see, you know, what plans the city has for the coming year that, you know, that we can really help be a partner with.
Well, we're certainly happy that you are our partner as well. Casey, thank you for all you do. Casey Johnson is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator, and do visit them online. You have a great website, I think. Can you give it to us, please?
Yeah, chamberofprescott.com.
Chamberofprescott.com. And we want to thank you for your time today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Hope everybody can go out to Prescott Days, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working